this hour, Russia sends paratroopers to Kyrgyzstan, where a curfew is extended. At least three people are killed and dozens injured in twin blasts in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. And over a dozen people die as multiple explosions rock the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the news here on Press TV. I'm Hassan Tavakoli in Tehran. Thanks for joining us. Nearly 100 people have been killed and over 1,200 more wounded in ethnic clashes in southern Kyrgyzstan. Reports say tens of thousands of people have fled the battle zone.
A state of emergency has been extended to contain the spreading violence in the city of Osh and neighboring Jalalabad. The chaos began following deadly clashes between ethnic Uzbeks and Kyrgyz groups. Ethnic Uzbeks claim Kyrgyz gangs backed by the military are carrying out genocide in the region. Meanwhile, a battalion of Russian paratroopers has arrived in southern Kyrgyzstan. This after Kyrgyz interim officials called on Russia to send troops to curb the riots. However, Russia says the troops are only to help protect Russian military facilities in Kyrgyzstan and have no plans to intervene. The interim government is now mobilizing reserve forces to quell the violence.
We have informed reservists about the mobilization today. They have to undergo medical checkups, and after that, they are ready to be sent to the military units.
There is a threat to peaceful people. That's why every citizen has a duty to prevent violence and to restore peace in the territory of Kyrgyzstan.
Interim President Roza Otunbayeva says ousted President Kurmanbek Bakayev and his supporters are behind the violence. She's also accused them of seeking to disrupt a constitutional referendum and reducing presidential powers scheduled for later this month. Bakayev, who was ousted after a bloody uprising in April and now lives in Belarus, has denied the accusations. He's lashed out at the interim authorities for not protecting the people. The violence, the bloodiest since 1990, is seen as a tough security challenge for Kyrgyzstan's interim government.
Three people have been killed in twin explosions at a political rally in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. At least 80 others were wounded. The explosions ripped through the gathering held at a park in the center of Nairobi. The blasts occurred in the middle of the crowd in Freedom Park during prayers at the end of the rally. Church leaders and politicians opposed to a proposed new constitution were also in attendance. It's not yet clear what caused the explosions. A referendum on the new constitution will be held in early August. Eight bomb explosions have rocked the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. At least 15 people have been killed and 40 others wounded. Well, the explosions came as unknown gunmen attacked the Iraqi central bank in Baghdad's al-Rashid district. Security situation has deteriorated across Iraq over the past month. Iraqi government data show that at least 337 people were killed in violence across Iraq last month. That's the fourth time this year that the overall monthly casualties have been higher compared with the same period in 2009. The surge in violence comes 7 years into the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq. Well, an Indonesian-based aid group has called on civil organizations to continue the campaign to lift the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip.
United Nations cannot handle the situation. The country cannot handle the situation. So that's why the civil society of all over the world must move to Gaza. We continue this campaign all over the world to make awareness of the people. The blockade must be open.
Well, journalists said 12 Indonesians from Medical Emergency Rescue Committee were aboard the Freedom Flotilla to Gaza. He said two of the aid workers were shot when the Israeli forces launched a deadly attack on the convoy last month. But he said even more volunteers now want to go to the Gaza Strip to help the Palestinians after the Israeli attack on the Freedom Flotilla. You're watching the news here on Press TV. Quick check of the headlines this hour. Russia sends paratroopers to Kyrgyzstan, where a curfew is extended. At least three people are killed and dozens injured in twin blasts in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. And over a dozen people die as multiple explosions rock the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.